federal agencies fell short of their government-wide small business contracting goals, and this is the seventh year in a row that's happened. But the Small Business Administration says many small firms are finding more success in government contracting than ever before. Well, to help sort all of this out, Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, is here with details on the latest small business report card. Jason, good morning. So tell us what's going on. What did you find out?
Well, agencies fell short of that 23% small business goal by less than one percentage point, awarding about 22.25% of all prime contracts to small businesses in 2012. That was an increase over 2011, which came in at about 21.65%. But what may be more important is that total dollars going to small firms, which, let's be honest here, in the end, that's what really counts, is the money, fell by almost $2 billion in 2012 as compared to 2011. John Sciarca is SBA's Associate Administrator for Government Contracting and Business Development. He says there's a pretty good reason why the total dollars to small businesses dropped.
The overall pie is down. We know that in this particular fiscal environment, the total dollars that are available for federal procurement in general is down year over year. So we've seen the overall pie of available dollars for small businesses going down, but we've seen the portion of that pie going to small businesses, the portion that we track and monitor and report against, go up from 2011 to 2012.
Now, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy said the total federal procurement dropped by 4.5% to $513 billion in 2012. That's been on a downward slide over the last 4 years of the Obama administration, fewer procurement dollars. So, therefore, fewer dollars going to small businesses. There is some question about how SBA does take an accurate count of total procurement spending and if they're using the correct baseline, and that's something actually we'll get to later in our conversation. But for now, let's stick with the numbers. $89 billion went to small firms in 2012. Two of the areas that saw the most success were contracts with small disadvantaged businesses and service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. Agencies met the SDB goal of 5%, awarding actually 8% of all federal contracts worth $32.3 billion in 2012. Sciarca says that's the highest percentage ever awarded to small disadvantaged businesses. Agencies also beat the 3% goal for service-disabled veteran-owned businesses, and this was the first time they ever did this. Sciarca says the $12.6 billion was the largest amount ever awarded to these firms.
Over the last several years, we've seen continuous improvement in this category. And there's been a lot of focus on this at the most senior levels to make sure not just this socioeconomic category, but all of our socioeconomic categories are met. But you are absolutely correct that there are certain agencies, as you mentioned, the VA, that have certain statutory requirements to go vet first, et cetera, that help in meeting this goal. There's been a lot of senior-level involvement and senior-level focus on this. So that has really helped to highlight this issue. We've done a lot of outreach and engagement and matchmaking, et cetera, along with our sister agencies, including the VA, to make sure that we have a robust set of firms that are contract-ready and qualified to be able to meet this goal.
And now for the bad news, of course. Not every goal was met. SBA reported agencies only awarded 4% of all contracts to women-owned small businesses, failing to meet the 5% goal. And agencies awarded 2.35% of all prime contracts to historically underutilized business zone or hub zone firms, missing the 3% goal. And in fact, over the last 13-plus years since Congress enacted both these programs, hub zone and women-owned business goals, they have never met, the agencies government-wide has never met those goals for those programs.
It sort of makes you wonder if a woman-owned, underutilized business zone company is a twofer, you know.
Oh, it absolutely is. You can check two boxes when you do that. The problem is contracting officers don't worry about checking boxes, though some maybe would argue differently. They worry about
how can we
get it done.
All right, so Jason, why is SBA optimistic that there are more small firms that are winning contracts?
Well, I think they have some confidence based on what they see with SDBs. They have some confidence of what they see with the small service-disabled veteran-owned businesses. And, you know, despite not meeting that 23% goal for the seventh year in a row, they're really seeing plenty of signs. So let me give you an example. Sciarca says SBA looks at how agencies meet all those small business goals and the socioeconomic goals. And they also give letter grades to agencies for who meet those individual goals. And there were several improvements over last year.
Six agencies met their small business prime contracting goals. as compared to 2011, where we only had one agency that met their small business prime contracting goals. The six agencies were the Department of Interior, the Department of Transportation, GSA, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Treasury, and the Small Business Administration. I will also note that there were five agencies that made significant improvements in their scorecard grade. The Department of Justice went from a C in 2011 to an A in 2012. HUD improved from a C to an A. OPM improved from a C to a B. NASA improved from a B to an A. And the VA also improved from a B in 2011 to an A in 2012.
Now, Shiraka credits the improvements to several factors, including senior leadership focus that he had talked about earlier. He says those quarterly meetings at the White House of looking at small business procurements really helping agencies being held accountable. But maybe what's having the biggest impact on the results is how agencies are improving how they engage and communicate with small firms.
Over the last year, we've implemented what we call the American Supplier Initiative. This is really an initiative where we look to see how we can team up and partner with the private sector to make sure that small businesses are a vital part of their supply chain. So we've had events all across the country to do matchmaking, to find opportunities for our small businesses to provide supplies, goods, services, et cetera, to incorporate themselves in the supply chain of larger manufacturers and service providers. We also partnered with the IBM Foundation to create a supplier connection, which is really a portal for small businesses to be able to find opportunities to get in the supply chain of larger manufacturers and service providers.
Shiraka adds that SBA has also partnered with the Defense Acquisition University and the Federal Acquisition Institute to create training classes for contracting officers on how to best recognize and use those small business programs.
Hey, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. This report just came out. Any reaction yet from lawmakers who follow this kind of thing or the small businesses themselves?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reaction already and a lot of frustration and a lot of questioning of SBA's the way they came up with this data. Chris Young is the president of the American Small Business Chamber of Commerce and also the National Association of Small Business Contractors. She's also the owner of Houston Fasteners, a government contractor. She says it's good to see some progress, but the results, generally speaking, really haven't changed much over the last years.
And we have some things that we could do to help meet those goals. We could train the contracting officers and the contracting specialists a little bit better so that they can know what programs are available out there and how to use them. That certainly would be one thing we could do. We could hold people who are committing the fraud that we see out there as far as these programs are concerned. We could hold them a little bit more accountable. That would also help so that and free up dollars and contracts so that legitimate businesses could get that business. And then you'd see your numbers, you know, jump up there.
I mean, what Young is saying there is that the SBA needs to do a better job of cracking down on companies who are getting small business contracts but aren't small businesses, as well as improve that data about reporting. I think those are the two big issues she brought up during our conversation yesterday. The data issue also caught the attention of at least one lawmaker. Congressman Sam Graves is the chairman of the Small Business Committee. He says in a statement that missing the 23% goal for the seventh straight year is not only unacceptable, but he also questions SBA statistics. He says SBA doesn't qualify some of the contracts as not eligible for small business participation. So such as airplanes or tanks, then small businesses, if you count those in there, all the potential prime contract dollars, then small businesses actually only receive 19.38% and not 22% of all prime contracts. And he goes, that's even worse. He says the administration shouldn't be allowed to cook the books, as he says. He also says he thinks that they need better results from the Federal Procurement Data System, FPDS. And he also says that, you know, when you look at the total pie, again, $515 billion, only $100 billion are going to small businesses. And he goes, that's a problem in the way that SBA does math. So he actually has put a provision in the 2013 Defense Authorization Bill that was passed that's actually going to require SBA to use a more accurate baseline. Now, I've been covering this for about 15 years, so let me say one thing. This is not an SBA thing where it's one administration or the other. As long as I remember covering this, this is the way small businesses' stats have been calculated, looking at, you know, total procurement pie, and then taking away what small businesses are really, what they call eligible for, really could compete for. there's no small business that's going to build a tank for the DOD. And I think that's where SBA comes from, to say we're just not going to include that in the procurement pie. And I think there's some genuine reasons for doing that. But without a doubt, this obviously is going to get a lot of attention going forward.
And Jason, very quickly, because SBA just increased the size limits for small businesses across a bunch of industries, and over the next year they've got another round of size resizing. It seems like that will make an easier target by enlarging it for federal agencies.
Absolutely. It's also, it's that, and then there's the women-owned small business rules that just were finalized, that's going to allow no-limit set-asides. So there's a whole bunch of things that SBA has been doing, this administration has been doing. There's a memo, if you remember, from I think June 2012 regarding the simplified acquisition threshold. We should have about a year of that memo in place, so that we should see some results from that. So there's several things that potentially could push the government-wide goal over 23%. At the same time, it's been 7 years.
Sure.
I mean, some people will tell you that what's so hard about this, just make it a priority. And I think a lot of it goes back to, if DOD makes that 23% goal, the rest of the government makes the 23% goal.
Well, you'll have to keep working until they do make it, so you can
exactly.
Kind of cap your career there. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that complete report.
Thank you.
And you can find much more online at federalnewsradio.com.